ओके, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम. सो टुडे वी फर्दर गो इन टू रामायण. नाउ द सर्च ऑफ सीता बिगिन्स. सर्च ऑफ सीता बिगिन्स. Yeah, that's what that part comes in this only. So Lord Rama and Lakshmana, last week we saw how Shurpanakha came and she what to say? She wanted to Made Rama and Lakshmana, they sent them here and there, and then her nose was cut. Then she went running to Khara and nose and ears were cut. Yeah, thank you. So then she came running to Khara and Dushyanta. And then Khara and Dushyanta, they came. Soldiers. Yes. 14, no?
14.
Yeah, first four. And then later, all.
14,000.
Yeah.
14,000 and one. Dushyanta also.
Yeah. And one more person was killed. Do you remember? I don't know if you remember. Trishira, yes, very good. Trishira. He was also killed. So finally all these demons were killed and the news went to Ravana. And then Ravana came in the form of a yogi.
First he told Mariksha to become
yes.
a deer.
Yes.
Golden deer.
Golden
deer.
Yes. Golden deer.
After that, Sita
yes. She remembers the deer how it was also.
Half golden.
Half silver.
Yeah. And yeah. And what was made of emerald? Who remembers? Okay. So then after that, now they come to this thing. So anyway, now Sita is kidnapped by Ravana. So then when Rama sees Lakshmana, he scolds him. What is this? Why did you come? I told you to stay with Sita. So then he said that Sita only told me to come. That's why I had to come. So Lord Rama scolded Lakshmana. These are the shoutings. Of course, Sita did insult Lakshmana. But this was because of her fear. See, she had this fear now that something may happen to Lord Rama. So you listen to the cries of a woman who was in fear. Why did you do that? So then they went back, and when they saw Sita was not there, Lord Rama was into tears. Because he had to be separate from the goddess of fortune. So he had tears in his eyes. So then he started walking around everywhere calling for Sita. Then he went to the trees where she would pluck the flowers. He went to the trees, he was asking, did you see Sita? Literally Lord Rama became, you become mad now, you don't, when someone is not there, whom you love so much. So he went to the trees, he started asking, did you see Sita? Then he went to the bushes, wherever he could, he thought Sita must have gone. He went every place, started calling, tears were coming from Lord Rama's eyes. He was asking everyone, where is Sita, where is Sita? Then he saw some animal. It flew in the south direction, a bird, it flew in the southern direction. So he got an idea, she must have gone in south direction. So then Lord Rama along with Lakshmana, they were going. In the meantime, Ravana, he was in a chariot which was driven by 10 donkeys. 10 asses, okay? 10 asses, and there was a charioteer. And he was taking away Sita. And while they were flying, I'll just go a little back. When Lord Rama and Lakshmana, along with Sita, some time back, when they came to Panchavati, at that time, they met a huge bird, the king of vultures, Jatayu. And they met him, and actually Jatayu was a friend of Dasharatha. In that sense, he becomes like a father to Lord Rama. So this way, Jatayu told to Lord Rama, he assured that there are many demons in this Dandakaranya forest. But don't worry, Ram, I will protect your Sita from all these demons. So Lord Rama felt happy. So now when Ravana was flying with Sita, they crossed the tree, a tree in which Jatayu was sleeping. He was a very huge bird. Very huge bird with big wings. He was sleeping. So at that time Ravana and Sita were crossing. When Sita Devi saw Jatayu, she knew, she's a mother. She knew that Jatayu is very old. It's difficult for him to fight with this young demon Ravana. So what she said, she just told to Jatayu, Oh Jatayu, She called him out with lot of love, in spite of her pain. Actually, she was separated from Ram, but still she called out Jatayu. She said, "Oh Jatayu, when you are very old and this Ravana is very young, and you don't have any arrows or any weapons, and Ravana is having many weapons, so you please don't dare to fight with this Ravana. But when my Ram and Lakshman will come, you please inform them that this Ravana has kidnapped me." When Jatayu saw that, he got very angry. So what he did, he flew towards Ravana. And what did Ravana do? He started sending arrows towards Jatayu. So what Jatayu did, with his wings he just pushed those arrows. And then second time Ravana took the most powerful 10 mighty arrows. Those arrows he sent it on the wings of Jatayu. Jatayu pushed them also, pushed all those 10 arrows. And then Jatayu completely leaped on Ravana, and with his claws he started pulling out the flesh of Ravana. And you know, just pulling and tearing his skin at the back. At that time Ravana, you know, he took his bow and arrow, he started shooting arrows every second. Around 10,000 arrows he was throwing at Jatayu. It was as though, you know, the sun is covered with clouds, you know. Like that, Jatayu's body from head to toe was covered with arrows. So many arrows. And it was hurting him. But still he was pushing them with the wings. All those arrows. Then again, when he was, now what Jatayu did, he, with his beak and claws, he killed all those 10 donkeys. And then he broke the chariot of Ravana. And he broke the umbrella which was there on top of the chariot. And then he, he also killed the charioteer. Now Ravana thought that this is not an ordinary fight. So what did Ravana do? He removed his bow and arrow. Jatayu broke the bow. Then again he removed another bow. That also bow he broke. Another bow. Again he broke that bow. So this way Jatayu was telling to Ravana that you are doing a big mistake. You are taking away the goddess of fortune, Sita. She is the wife of Lord Ram. And Lord Ram is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is the master of everyone, of you, of me, of this whole world, of this entire cosmos. How is it that you are taking away Sita Devi, who is the property of Ram? So beware, if you do this, you will be destroyed. Your entire dynasty will be destroyed. So please give Sita to me. Give Sita. Why are you being a coward? If you have guts, you fight with Lord Ram and then this thing. So then Jatayu was saying all these things. But Ravana, now he thought, this is becoming a very powerful fight. So what he did is, he let Sita down and he started still fighting with Jatayu. And then at one point, before this, when Ravana was, he started fighting with Jatayu again. Then he saw that Jatayu is becoming weak because he is very old. So what happened? Ravana, he quickly, now nothing was there. No chariot, no charioteer, no donkeys, nothing. So what he did? He took Sita with 10 of his hands and he started flying in the sky. So when he was flying in the sky, Jatayu just leaped over him. Again he started pulling out his skin, flesh, and he started removing the flesh. He started eating and he started spitting it out, you know, removing the flesh. He was a vulture, no? So he removed the flesh, he was biting it, spitting it. So that, you know, he was torturing Ravana like anything. So that Ravana would leave Sita. And not only this, he started cutting the 10 hands of Ravana. He cut almost the 10 hands of Ravana. But because Ravana had that boon, all those 10 hands again came. It was like, you know, the snakes are killed but again they come out of the holes. So like that, you know, all the hands were coming out again for Ravana. Then Ravana thought, now let me fight with this bird once and for all. So he put Sita down. He came and with his fist he started fighting. It was a very ferocious battle. He was fighting with Jatayu. But Jatayu didn't have fist. He was using his beaks and his claws. And the battle was so ferocious, it went for an hour. They both were fighting very strongly. And finally, what did Ravana do? He removed his sword and he cut the wings of Jatayu. He cut both the wings of Jatayu. He cut the claws of Jatayu. And blood started oozing out of the body of Jatayu. And this huge vulture bird, it fell down like a mountain. This way Jatayu was. But Jatayu, till his last breath, he was fighting for Sita. Although he was old, Sita Devi told him that you need not fight. But still, for protecting his mother, she is the mother, no? So to protect Sita Devi, he fought till the end. And Sita Devi had tears in her eyes. Already she was crying because she was away from Lord Ram. But now, again Jatayu, he is such a great devotee. And he is suffering because of her. So she came down and she embraced that bird like this. She embraced that bird and she was touching and caressing the bird like this, and she had tears in her eyes. She was feeling so bad. She didn't want to leave Jatayu. But this Ravana, he was so bad, he was pulling her away. But she caught Jatayu so tight that he couldn't pull her actually. But finally, because he was a powerful demon, he pulled Sita. But you know what Sita started doing? She started catching on different trees. So that, you know, just to escape Ravana. She tried to jump in different trees, but nothing happened. Ravana again caught hold of her and he went to Sri Lanka. And in Sri Lanka, he had many palaces. Actually, he was very rich, no? He had all golden palaces in Sri Lanka. So there he went and he said that, you know, I have so many wives and they all will be your servants. And you just be in my palace. You know, they all will be your servants. They will serve you. Whatever you want, you will get. But Sita Devi was not happy with all this. She was very happy in that little hut which Lakshmana had built for her in Panchavati. So this was what happened in Lanka. Now, Ram and Lakshman, they were coming further. So, when they came, Lord Rama, he saw this vulture. And all blood everywhere. Everywhere blood. So Lord Rama thought maybe this vulture ate Sita. So he was going to take his bow and his arrow to shoot that vulture. At that time Jatayu opened his eyes and he told, "Oh my Lord Ram, I tried my utmost best I tried to protect Sita from this Ravana, but I could not do that. I tried my best to fight with him, I did all this, but still I couldn't win over Ravana. And he took away Mother Sita. I couldn't do anything." And by saying this, he was vomiting a lot of blood and then he left his life. So this way Jatayu sacrificed his life in the service of Lord Ram. You know, Ram had tears in his eyes because Jatayu, it's a bird, right? But see how much feelings it had for the Lord. That is bhakti. Bhakti can be done by anyone. No, it is that is sacrifice Jatayu did. So then Lord Ram, he also embraced Jatayu. He embraced with so much love. Just imagine the Lord. See, this is why we do bhakti. So that one day we all will be embraced by Krishna. That is why we chant these songs. That we become purified. Once all our bad qualities, see now we have some bad qualities within us. So all those bad qualities will go when we keep on chanting the names of Krishna. And one day Krishna will also embrace us. If we sacrifice our life in service of Krishna. So Jatayu, then Lord Ram, he had tears in his eyes. Oh, what a devotee he was. Actually, I told you know previously that Jatayu was a friend of Dasharatha. In that manner, Lord Rama used to respect him as his own father. So that is why now he actually respected Jatayu more than his father. So now, you know, Lord Rama himself, with his own hands, he told Lakshman to prepare for the funeral. So Lakshmana, he prepared a beautiful pair for the funeral. And Lord Rama himself, with his own hands, he performed the last rites. You know funeral rites?
Yes.
The last rites for Jatayu. But this is how Lord Rama performed the rites for that bird, for Jatayu, because he sacrificed his life in service of Lord. So we should pray to Jatayu that please also, the way you surrendered to Lord Ram, please help us also to get that surrendering attitude for Lord Ram. This way Jatayu sacrifices his life for, and it is said that in Ayodhya there is a temple for Jatayu. In Ayodhya, that side, there is a temple. There's only one temple for Jatayu, that is in Ayodhya. That full bird is, I mean, they have made that, like you can say, like an archer vigra of Jatayu along with Ram, Sita, Lakshman. So this is how temple is there. And then now again Lord Rama and Sita go further. Now let's see what happens next week. Ram and Lakshman, they go further to, let's see what happens next week. Okay.